Good morning to you. Hello. 831, 92.9 WBPM, and of course 96.5 as well. Dr. Scotty, Executive Mark Molinaro on the telephone. Hi, good morning, sir. How are you doing? All right?
I'm well, Bob. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. So anyway, here's the proper, the most popular phrase, and now is trending in the right direction, right?
That is. I think I've overused it. Everything is trending in the right direction. Well, all of the COVID data is trending in the right direction, which is good. I mean, I remind people, as you know, we've said before, you know, the data is there's still people and there are still individuals who have contracted a virus. Some are still hospitalized, and we are concerned about that. But from a public policy perspective, everything's trending in the right direction.
A little over 1% positivity rate. That's really cool. That's very good.
It is. So we've moved. It was in the neighborhood of 10% only 2 months ago. You know what this means is the vaccines are working. The fact that people are outside, the weather has been cooperative, is also important, right? If you're not in a close environment indoors, you're not likely to contract the virus or transmit it. So at this point, positivity rate's under 2%. In fact, just a hair above 1%. I said this earlier in the week. I expected that our total active cases would drop below 300. We are.
Mm-hmm.
Now, expect that number to go up a little bit over the weekend. And I remind people, it's only because the numbers come in from the state into the dashboard over the weekend. That's a computer-driven effort. And then on Monday, staff come back to work and validate those numbers.
Oh.
And also then remove people from the active list. So generally Monday, Tuesday, the number dives again. And I expect that number will continue to move downward.
Good. I was in Adams yesterday, and I had my gaiter down around my neck, and I didn't put it on. I felt like such a rebel. And I would say about 20% of people were maskless, and they were doing just fine. And I heard your town hall, and you guys were talking about it. It's a no-win situation. You have to go with the CDC guidelines. I guess businesses can, in fact, do what they want to do, but you're only going to be sticking your hand in the hornet's nest, right? Because it's like the honor system, is it not?
It is, although, you know, this is what I tell people. I don't like to use the term honor system. I'm not criticizing you. It's how we live. America is built on the honor system. I mean, we have certain guide rails, but beyond that, you know, we live with a degree of risk and a level of freedom and independence, and these are not partisan words. This is the way we live our lives every day. What I've said, and I think it's important, is following the CDC guidelines, even though in the state, the governor has permitted businesses to impose stricter requirements. So yes, a business can still require everyone to be masked. That is within their right currently under the governor's order. That said, it does. It's going to cause confusion and it's going to cause more conflict. Your staff doesn't need that. The public doesn't need that. Here's the thing: 1% positivity rate is proof positive. proof positive that. That we've met the expectation. We've slowed the transmission, and therefore we're no longer in a heightened state of emergency. In fact, we are not in an emergency. You know, I've responded to emergencies for 25 years of my life.
Mm-hmm.
This is no longer an emergency. It is a public health matter that needs to be monitored by public health agencies. But the state should rescind the state of emergency. Allow the public health apparatus, the infrastructure that exists, to do its job, and we have to accept that some people are going to lie. And I know it's hard to believe.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Now, the question becomes, am I at risk? Here's the CDC's answer. If you are vaccinated, the CDC says, if you are vaccinated, you are not only not likely to contract the virus, if you do, it is not likely to be severe, and you are less likely to transmit it to someone else.
Mm.
So if you're vaccinated, not wearing a mask, and someone else is not vaccinated, not wearing a mask, the risk is greater for the individual not vaccinated than for you.
Right.
And that's important to remember.
Okay, cool. Now we have, you have the pop-up clinics. Rather than go through the litany of them, are they posted at duchessny.gov?
They are. DuchessNY.gov. Go to the vaccine information tab. You'll see all of our clinics. There's about almost two dozen between our county-run clinics and the partner pop-ups that we've organized throughout the county. Our strategy has been to put, and again, limited, you know, timeline or hours of operation, but they're going to be in locations that are closer to you, in populations that still need greater access. Look for those. We'll continue to promote those. We have a series of clinics going on with a partner for 12 to 17-year-olds at schools across Dutchess County starting this weekend. Look for those. We're partnering with pediatricians. We think that pediatricians should be the ones administering, generally speaking, our doses to young people. So we've partnered with the largest pediatrician groups in the county. You don't have to be their patient. Anyone, any child in Dutchess with parental permission can be vaccinated at those locations. We're not doing those at the county pop-ups. We want that to be done under the supervision of a physician with their parent.
Good job. Speaking of kids, beaches, pools, did I hear you say 100% by the 4th of July, sir?
Yes, you did. So there's still an expectation that you maintain some degree of distancing, but no capacity limitations, and we encourage people to do that. Let me say this, a little controversial. The state has issued new guidance for day camps and daycare that currently they're requiring every child to be masked at all times. We do not recognize that as scientific policy. The state of New York for the last 17 months, in fact, the country for the last 17 months has not required masking in day camps and childcare settings for young people. That has been scientifically proven as safe. We're not seeing transmission among young people, very, very low rates of transmission. Now, it doesn't mean they can't get sick, and we certainly want to monitor that. But the state does give a little latitude in that language, and we're taking advantage of the latitude in that language. It basically says if the child is active, eating, playing, et cetera, they don't need to wear a mask. Our position is a child at daycare is always eating, sleeping, or being active, and therefore they don't need to wear a mask. Day camp activities.
Gotcha. Now help me out with this one. Just for the Dutchess Stadium, are we still at 20% capacity? What is up with that, Mark?
Well, we're at 33%. However, the picnic areas and the suites can operate basically at 100% capacity because they each have enough seating that allows for social distancing.
Oh, okay.
So that gets us to about 40%, just under 50% at the stadium. We expect after the 4th of July as well that those numbers will increase.
Fantastic. We're talking to Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro. Now, the Memorial Day events are also on DutchessNY.gov, sir.
Yes, so we put together all of the Memorial Day activities. Go to DutchessNY.gov. Our Veterans Division, Veteran Services Division, led by Adam Roach, compiled all that. Dutchess County itself, we're hosting our convoy again, kicking off from Poughkeepsie at 9 a.m., coming back to the War Memorial for our annual, although this we didn't have much of an annual event last year. Our Memorial Day service will be at the War Memorial in the town of Poughkeepsie at 11 a.m., and then the second convoy will go out. And the good news is there are celebrations throughout Dutchess. Remember, this is a very sacred holiday. This is the holiday we recognize those who lost their lives in service. It's very, very significant for, obviously, we as a country, but also those families that have had loved ones throughout generations who lost their lives in service to America.
Oh, yes, sir, indeed. All right, Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro, always a pleasure, man, and great job with the town halls and all that stuff. It's really a great thing to talk to you. I love to talk to you. People call and say that was really helpful. So that's good, because I like to offer things that are helpful, and I don't get that often except for just once a week with Talk to You, because everything else I do is not that helpful.
I'm doing more than that. You're doing things that are helpful and good.
I love it. All right. Listen, Mark, good job. We'll chat next week, all righty?
You bet, Bob. Be well.
You got it. 20 minutes to 9.